Let's head to the KRDO Newsline now, joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, as the latest U.S. Drought Monitor finds a substantial portion of the western U.S. in abnormally dry to exceptional drought conditions, and that could put a damper on a lot of celebrations coming up for the 4th of July.
Well, it could, yes. Colorado's actually in pretty good shape. I mean, most of the state is in some kind of level of drought. Abnormally dry is a large part of the state, moderate drought. But a very, very tiny corner, that far southeast corner of Colorado, is in exceptional drought. But go down to New Mexico, one state south, and man, it is just absolutely bone dry down there. And this all is having an impact on where, when, how you can use fireworks. In Colorado Springs, the city limits, as you know, they are illegal there all the time. And across the state of Colorado, anything that flies is prohibited, anything that leaves the ground. So even firecrackers, bottle rockets, ladyfingers, mortars, Roman candles, those all are prohibited, partly because of the fire danger, but partly because of just the danger.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that there's been a lot of discussion about, especially what to do, since it is illegal for a lot of the private ones, but there are, you know, individuals, but there are still public shows going on throughout Colorado Springs, plus some events will have fireworks, especially as you get close to the mountains. So that just raises more concern if there should be more protection, especially between wildland interfaces, things like that, noting that it's dry. And again, you mentioned this is really something that's plaguing the entire west of the U.S., especially this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unusually dry in the whole western United States. I checked this drought map, and a part of Washington State is dry, unusually dry. But for the most part, Washington State, the Idaho Panhandle, and kind of northern Oregon are in pretty good shape right now in terms of rainfall and drought condition. But almost everywhere else, from Montana down to Texas, up north to Oklahoma, and then west to California, is under a major drought condition. And that, of course, is raising the fire level. And if you look at a separate map that shows the fire, the wildfires burning now, and the smoke map, you'll find that it mirrors almost identically what you're seeing on the drought map. I mean, and it stands to reason that those drier areas are going to see more fire and more smoke plumes. One weird exception is Florida. They're not in a drought condition really much at all, and yet they have plenty of wildfires burning down there and smoke plumes.
And Jim, I know here in Colorado, you know, you do have some of the commercial fireworks stands that are regulated by state regulations, but you go over the border to, say, Wyoming, and that's mm-hmm. what a lot of people do, and then bring back those fireworks, which are not allowed, the kind that are not allowed here, and set them off illegally. And is the same true in New Mexico? I mean, I know there are lots of tribal reservations there. Do they have fireworks stands? I mean, is that a big business?
Well, not really. In Doña Ana County, for example, Doña Ana is where Las Cruces, New Mexico, is. There's one dealer there in New Mexico, in that part, in Doña Ana County. He runs a travel stop there, and he cannot sell fireworks to anyone who lives within the county. So, interestingly, you know, he has to check IDs.
Check IDs,
sure people
right.
who are buying fireworks.
Right.
Yeah,
it has card
to make
people.
Sure that people buying fireworks in Doña Ana live outside that county.
Interesting. All right. Well, certainly we're going to be monitoring here in Colorado Springs, because there are a number of public fireworks displays, but they may be impacted as the next couple of weeks move on, and as we see exactly how those conditions play out. Thank you, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, for that report.
Thanks, Jim.